This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. To the average American, Chinese music might evoke the stereotypes we spoke of just a moment ago. It's that atonal, plucky sound of martial arts movie soundtracks or the ambiance in Chinese restaurants. But like Chinese culture, the traditions of Chinese music stretch back thousands of years and pull from myriad styles that reflect the diverse landscape of the world's most populous nation. And weaving through much of it is the distinctive strain on the pipa, the ancient four-stringed instrument that sometimes is referred to as the Chinese lute. We're listening to The Round Sun and the Crescent Moon in the Sky. It's a track from Grammy Award-winning artist Wu Man's 2010 album called Immeasurable Light. Wu Man is an internationally renowned pipa player and principal member of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble. She's now at Dartmouth, where she's in the midst of a multimedia residency and where she's performing tomorrow night in a program called Ancient Dances. Wu Man, so nice to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Also joining us is Theodore Levin, Dartmouth Chair and Professor of Music and former Executive Director of the Silk Road Project. He has collaborated with Wu Man on a new recording called Borderlands. Now, this is for the Smithsonian Institution Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage. Theodore Levin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Wu Man, I'm going to begin with you because we just heard a bit of what pipa? Is that the right
yes.
way to say it?
Pipa? Very, yeah, correctly. Very yeah. good.
Okay, I'll try and stick with that. Now, how do you begin your long relationship with this instrument? Tell us first about your relationship with it and its own origins.
Well, pipa is quite old and popular traditional instrument in China. And I remember actually my parents loved music and they wanted me to be a pipa player when I was 9. And so I had no choice. So they've been told me, okay, this is your instrument you have to play.
Yeah. It's very difficult to learn, isn't it?
Very, very intense. Very intense. If you see when I play, use all 10 fingers, basically, and lots of practice.
We do have a video of Wu Man playing the pipa, so listeners can see that, a link to that at wordofmouthradio.org. Well, tell us about the mechanics of the instrument. I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar with its sound, but don't have any idea of how it's played. It's a string instrument, obviously. What else?
Yeah, with the four strings and pear-shaped. You already mentioned a pear-shaped like lute instrument. And with all the frets, basically like a guitar or banjo, that kind of plucked instrument. Mm-hmm. And the sound, very unique. Somehow people will tell me, sounded like a banjo or sounded like a mandolin or like a harp yeah. or ukulele. So you name that or plucked instrument. So it's combination. Musically, could be very dramatic, percussive, and also very elegant, meditative kind of style.
Do you have one there with you now? Are you?
Yes.
You
yeah.
Do you want to just demonstrate for a second to us?
Just to pluck some notes, okay.
That's Wu Man playing the pipa for us from Dartmouth College. Professor Ted Levin, I understand that you've known Wu Man for a long time. Tell us about your recent collaboration.
We just finished a CD-DVD project. We got it literally yesterday morning in the mail from the Smithsonian Folkways Company.
That's well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's called Borderlands, Wu Man and Master Musicians from the Silk Route. And this is volume 10, the final volume of a 10-volume series called Music in Central Asia, produced by the Smithsonian Folkways label in collaboration with the Aga Khan Music Initiative. That's part of the Aga Khan Trust for Culture, which is an organization based in Geneva, Switzerland, that's doing very interesting and important cultural revitalization work in parts of the Muslim world, in Africa, Muslim-majority countries in Africa and Asia. And this is a project where Wu Man went to China, and we recorded the songs on the CD and made a video, a documentary film, of Wuman's encounter with the music of the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are a Turkic-speaking Muslim people that lives, their traditional territory is in the west of China, in Xinjiang province, and that's a part of China that's borderlands. You can consider it a borderlands between China and Central Asia. And Wuman learned the Uyghur music from these two master musicians she worked with. She also worked with some musicians from Tajikistan, also part of this borderland region, which historically has been very important in Chinese history. So we have about 70 minutes of music on the CD, some of them old compositions that Wuman arranged, some of them new compositions that she made herself. And it's wonderful music.
Well, let's listen to a bit from it hot off the press here. This is Shadiana, or Celebration, from the CD Borderlands. Now, forgive me, I just mentioned something about the Uyghurs being the majority. They are actually quite a minority, a Muslim minority, and have had quite a bit of oppression against them in the past. I'm curious, Wuman, I mean, this music, it seems like you went and sort of cultivated it there, working with other musicians. Would it be alive? Would it be played contemporarily if it weren't for a project like this?
I grew up hear Uyghur music from a radio, but consider probably not very authentic Uyghur music, which is Chinese kind of, you know, reconstructed, or we say maybe, I would say fake kind of Uyghur music, which I grew up with. So this project actually brought me sit front of with a Uyghur master and to learn. And I told them, you know, this song I know and I played, and they were laughing at me, said, oh no, this is Chinese music. So I think the idea, the project actually really brings two Chinese, I've been grew up in China, study Chinese music. So we kind of learn each other, and I learned a lot from Uyghur music, the tradition, and especially the style of the music, and put together pipa sound with the tambour or sitar instrument together, actually very natural, and kind of create a different kind of a voice of music.
Yeah. You've also taken this instrument and used it with collaborations with some contemporary musicians in other genres, like Philip Glass, I'm thinking of, and the Kronos Quartet. Now, in the background, we're listening to a selection called Earth Dance. This is from Ghost Opera, a recording you made with the Kronos Quartet in 1997. Is the pipa a natural fit with Western string instruments as well as those from Tajikistan?
Well, that's a great question. You can see I'm laughing. I think my experience work with the composers to write new music for pipa, and to them they always told me they discovered this instrument, this sound. It's like they discover a new color of their music. So in terms of, because the unique sound and the really fit in sort of a contemporary idea.
Do you think that you might inspire Western music students to actually pick up an instrument like this by playing with the students at Dartmouth and in public programs?
Apparently, I do think at Dartmouth some students play Chinese traditional instruments, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Ted, I just did want to ask Professor Levin. I mean, you've taught a course on the Silk Road incorporating scholars in history, anthropology, and geography. So what does it mean? What does it add to the scholarship of Dartmouth students to bring a musician like Wuman to the campus?
Well, you can't ask for a better opportunity to educate students about music and culture than to have someone like Wuman here, who's really kind of, she's a living treasure trove of this cultural tradition being brought into the age of globalization. She's really been, I would say, one of the central figures, if not the central figure, in creating this very globalized tradition now of pipa music and bringing it into the works of some of the composers and the performing groups that you just mentioned. So to put this work before the students, not on recordings or not on YouTube or not on video, but to sit in a circle with 25 students in Wu Mon in the Hopkins Center is just an extraordinary opportunity, and I think it's probably something those students will never forget.
Well, Ted Levin, thank you for bringing her here, and thanks for helping us speak with her today.
My pleasure.
Professor Theodore Levin, ethnomusicologist and chair of music at Dartmouth, former executive director of the Silk Road Project. We're listening to some of the latest production from the Smithsonian Institution Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage, the collaboration with Wu Mon called Borderlands. There's more in the recording and Professor Levin's other projects at wordofmouthradio.org. And we've also posted information on Wu Mon's performance at the Hop, taking place tomorrow night, and also a video from her. Wu Mon, what a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
Wu Mon, a Grammy-winning musician and internationally recognized virtuoso on the pipa. She's also a longtime member of the Silk Road Ensemble, now in residence at Dartmouth. Again, we posted links to some of her many musical collaborations and an incredible video of her playing the pipa. Thanks so much for joining us today. Do tune in Saturday at noon for more Word of Mouth, and next week for more of the sounds of new ideas. I'm Virginia Prescott. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR.